welcome to the Neat Beans and Collard Greens podcast from 2021.
Hello, 2020 fun. Yes.
2021, 2020 fun. This is actually round two of a recording that we just started about 45 minutes ago. But
your boy, I mean
Brian, forgot to hit record.
Yes. So sometimes this thing happens where you click something and you think, oh yes, that registered in my head. And because you're already focusing on the next thing you're going to do, and it doesn't actually record in your system. So you look up like 30 minutes later from the notes and pages you've written, and you're like, that's not recording. And then you stop and you go, hey, David. And he goes, what? And you go, I forgot to hit record. And he goes, are you serious? And I go, yeah. And then we have to stop and reset. And here we are.
I'm not even mad because I've literally done it before. So
this is also true. We're one for one.
Yeah.
So here's to evening the scoreboard on goofs.
Absolutely. So here's where we're at. We started this episode and jumped right into what we were going to do. And what we're doing today is writing a song from nothing to something. So when we started recording about 45 minutes ago, we were like, hey, what kind of genre do we want to go with? And I was like, I think you and I were naturally going to go with that like funky feel, like a little bit of hip hop in there, because Brian's really good at coming up with lyrics like that and rhymes like that. And he was like, okay, cool. So I was like, what do we want to talk about? And we kind of threw some ideas and we kind of landed on relationships for some reason.
David was throwing out ideas and relationships stuck in my head, and I was like, all right, cool. And I literally just like looked away from the camera and started writing, and then David was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and he was like, just fill time, because he was going nuts. And then he proceeded to write like three verses in like, I don't know, 45 seconds, and it was really good.
Now,
and immediately,
mind you, go ahead. They're not great.
No, but
you're giving them a lot of credit right now.
They're better. Like, okay, I would be like, I don't know, four lines into a song if it was just me. So here's where we're at. We have, I don't know, about 10 verses and a couple of things, and we really have somewhat of a structure down.
It's like six in a chorus, if you don't count
the chorus. Sorry. And a couple of stanzas in, we realized that it was getting really aggressive. So I naturally turned my microphone off and tried to give it like a pop punk feel, and I was like, Brian, this is a pop punk song, and he was like, all right, cool, writing a pop punk song.
And so we are full sending it on a pop punk song.
Absolutely. So we can alternate on these stanzas and give them the current lyrics. You want to start off?
Oh Lord, okay. Yeah, I'll start it off. I swear that I will never forget holding your hand, watching the sunset, dancing with you in spring rain, curling up on steady trains.
The night that I held you so tight, watching your hair catch the faint moonlight, I knew that I would love you forever until I couldn't forget that fight.
You were standing there so pretty, but the words were oh so shitty, asking why I wouldn't yell, putting me through my hell.
And this is a chorus. I forgot how to forget you, and now I know we're through. Our love burned vibrant red, but now my heart is blue.
It definitely sounded like you said vibrant bread, and I almost love that more than vibrant red.
I love burned vibrant bread.
I mean, bread's nice. Warm, soft, comforting feeling.
Vibrant.
Yeah. Next line, screaming there in front of me, all I wanted was for us to be, baby, you were my Juliet, but now I'm Romeo, trying to forget.
Oh, I like how you changed that. That's nice.
Yeah, oh, you didn't know I changed that?
I didn't know you changed it.
Yeah, I definitely, when we talked about it the first time we were recording, I was like, I actually don't like that line, and then I changed it.
I just want to be free from the venom in my memories, but instead I sit and think you and drown the
echoes.
Okay,
it's supposed to be of you.
I'm reading what's on the page.
I know, that's fair. That's fine.
I just want to be free from the venom in my memories, but instead I sit and think of you and drown the echoes of we're through.
Darling, please just leave me alone. Yeah, our house is not our home. There's nothing here for you. Now my heart is cold and blue.
And then we have a little break, and it's going to kind of drop out all the instruments, and there's going to be, some kind of radio-type voice, and that voice is going to say, "But now here I am trying to forget."
But now here I am trying to forget. Can we get William Shatner to do that line? But now here I am trying to forget.
Or Christopher Walken.
Oh, hell yeah.
But now here I am trying to forget.
Anyway, and then we hit the chorus again, and now you're all caught up on where we are in the song. We're trying to work on a couple more verses. Yeah.
So I keep turning my microphone off to kind of test out some vocals. I'm not a vocalist, nor is Brian, but Brian's absolutely gonna give into this. I've been getting into like vocals recently.
Okay, hang on.
What?
You just tried to voluntell me to do something?
Yeah, you're gonna get into this, bro. You said you said that you were gonna do some of it. You're doing at least one verse. I don't care what you tank.
But like I okay.
We'll see
what happens.
I have an idea. You can sing the first thing, and it can be like spoken word style.
Okay.
Right? So you don't have to actually sing.
Like your favorite artist, Hobo Johnson. Yeah.
God, I hate Hobo Johnson so much, bro. You know how much I hate that. I appreciate it so much, and I love what they're doing, but the fact that you're putting spoken word with good music is what bothers me about it. And I just, that's not even a good explanation. There's something about it that I don't like. So you can be the guy at the beginning, and then I'll jump in when the tempo picks up in the second one. And then you can also be but now here I am trying to forget. You can be that voice. And then when you write the outro, you can do the outro. Is that
okay? That works for me. Okay. I can do the parts that I don't have to like attempt to sing because.
So I'll give people a little taste of like what I have in my head right now. I'm not going to sing it up the octave, but I will for the actual recording because that's going to get too loud. So the first verse, I swear that I'll never forget you, holding your hand, watching the sunset, dancing with you in the spring rain, curling up in steady trains.
Yes, okay. Obviously.
Okay. So that's going to be either half tempo or slower, and it's going to be like building up to the second verse, and the second verse is going to jump up to like, I don't remember exactly what tempo I was at. I was at 100, which is like halftime because 200 feels too fast. So it's like, the night that I held you so tight, watching your hair catch the faint moonlight, I knew that I'd love you forever, until I couldn't forget that fight. You were standing there so pretty, words were oh so shitty, asking why I wouldn't yell, putting me through my hell. But actually, I don't even remember what I did for that second verse, but I liked it. It's really high, but I can do it. I think I actually can change the D. That's the note I'm singing. Is that an A? A! Get it? A. Okay, let's do A flat. I might do like G or A flat. How do you feel about those?
About the keys?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? I think you vastly overestimate how much I remember about music.
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just messing around.
It's been like 4 years since I've like looked at, well, no, not four. Yeah. Oh my God. By like summer of this year, it'll have been 4 years since I actually had to like practice music.
Well, will be a fun activity.
I mean, yeah, it's fun.
I can't not hear the first verse like that Fall Out Boy song. We were referencing a Fall Out Boy song when we were not recording earlier.
What is it? Of all the gin joints in the world?
I think it's that song, but at the very end, he's like, "The day I thought about getting out, but I never thought about dreaming about," or whatever the words are.
I'm looking it up right now.
"I swear that I'll never forget you, holding your hands, watching the sunset, dancing with you in spring rain, curling up in steady trains."
No, it's not "Of all the gin joints in the world." That's not it, because it's...
Okay, so... Darling, please just leave me alone. Yeah, our house is not our home. There's nothing here for you. Now my heart is cold and blue.
Pick you out.
My I like that.
Too fast for you to figure it out. It starts eyes closed and fingers crossed to I swear I say.
But like the other options are like, I forgot how to forget you. Oh, I like that one. I forgot how to forget you. And now I know we're through. I love burn vibrant red. I'm going to add an A. I love burn vibrant red.
Okay, okay.
Just to add one more syllable. Where is it? I love burn vibrant red, but now my heart is blue. Your memory's inside my head. I sound like a... I have a friend. He will remain nameless. I send him videos of me singing stuff like this all the time. And he's like, bro, you could start a band. And I'm like, but nobody likes pop punk. And he's like, I do.
See, the thing is, the people who like pop punk are the people who don't have the money to support pop punk, you know? Like,
what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that, well, that doesn't make sense. It's like the people who really like pop punks are the angsty teenagers who don't have jobs, who like are really
stuck. So you're saying I'm an angsty teenager without a job?
No. You're saying that. No, I'm kidding.
By singing like this, we could just complete Michael Bublé this thing.
What do you mean?
I swear that I will never forget you. That's not even Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Peter Griffin. Get some Peter Griffin in here. Oh, I swear.
Who was that? That was not even close either. Good Lord.
This is why I leave the what I don't even know what they're called. I need to shut up now. Are you still working on the thing at the bottom?
I think so. I spend my nights with tears on my cheeks and thinking about what used to be. I need to learn to forget the older versions of me. That poor, ignorant fool who is still in love with you. Leave that poor man happy and naive while I'm looking for someone new.
I think what we should do is A, hold on to this until it's finished and then put the song at the end of the episode and post it.
I mean, that's what I thought we were going to do.
Okay. Or post this, because if we post this, I feel like it could also be stolen in a way.
No yeah.
offense to all of you listeners out there, but...
Yeah, Rashad. Richard.
I'm just going to call out Rashad Ravi, and Richard and Ravi.
The music producers. We know what you're out here for, looking for free lyrics, free work.
No, this nah, will be good. Once, it might take a little longer.
But it's okay.
I forgot how to forget you. That's what it is.
Scooby-dooby-dooby-doo.
Now I know we're through. I love burned a vibrant red, but now my heart is blue. I forgot how to forget you. Now I know we're through. Your memory inside my head. It's not a pop punk song without the line inside my head.
Exactly, yeah. It's not.
Your memories inside my head, but now my heart is blue.
I spend my nights with tears on my cheeks and thinking about what used to be. I need to learn to forget the older versions of me. That poor, ignorant fool who is still in love with you. Leave that poor man happy and naive while I'm looking for someone new. Off.
Sunglasses came off. Big trash can at the end.
Just fucking trashed up of slamming on drums.
Do you like what I'm saying? How I'm saying it? How I'm singing it?
I think so, yeah. You wanna give it for me one more time?
The whole thing?
Yeah, I guess just start at the top.
How do you wanna say the beginning?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? You think there's a way that we can just like scrap this whole thing and write a nice like jazz ballad? Because I was trying to be like, hold me close and hold me fast. I swear that I will never forget. Holding hands, watching the sunset, dancing with you in spring rain. Curled up in a steady train, the night I held you tight. Watching your hair in faint moonlight. You know, something like that?
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's the closest thing to vocals you'll probably get from me.
Okay, so you were standing there so pretty. Pretty goes down. Pretty to an A. The night starts on a C. I'm going to have to do this right after because I'm going to forget everything.
You'll forget everything. I was going to say, do we need to start making like comments in the document and so the notes?
I'm writing like what notes I start on right here.
Okay, word.
Blue. So we're in the key of B right now.
The key of B for best song ever.
I forgot how to forget you now. Okay. I have enough of an idea.
Okay. I mean, do we need more lyrics or do we think that's how it's going to end?
No, I think we're good. I think we're good on lyrics for sure. So the ending, I spend my nights with tears on my cheeks and thinking about what used to be. I need to learn to forget the older versions of me, the poor ignorant fool, that poor ignorant fool who is still in love with you. Leave the poor man happy and naive while I'm looking for someone new. Okay. I'm going to end up freaking recording the drum parts for this team.
Dude, do it. It'll be dope.
That would actually be really sick. It would just be a longer project than I expected.
And sometimes that's how it works, you know?
Is the direction that I'm going when I'm just messing around something that you enjoy?
I mean, I don't listen to pop punk anymore, so I'm just kind of like...
Do you want
to
change it? We can change it.
No, it's fine. I'm okay with this. If we're going to write a pop punk song, we better write a pop punk song.
You were standing there so pretty.
We'll come back in like 2 or 3 months and record a jazz ballad. It'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do this again. I love this idea. All right, let's take like a 2 minute or 5 minute break and talk about some other stuff real quick. And then we'll come back to it in our...
In our refreshed new mind. Okay.
Did you try to figure out how to say the beginning?
No, I just was gonna just do no. Like just yeah. I fully did not. I figured I was just gonna go with like a just like kind of reading it very like intentionally, if that makes sense.
Like a Morgan Freeman type.
Oh, good Lord! I swear that I will never forget. Holding your hand, watching the sunset.
Watch these
dancing
penguins
with you in spring rain, curling up in steady trains.
That's more of a Barack Obama.
I know. I felt it at the last second. Go to the Barack Obama.
Curling up in steady trains.
I swear that I will never forget. Holding your hands, watching the sunset. Dancing with you in spring rain, curling up in steady trains. My fellow Americans, the night that I held you so tight, watching your
that's
hair
it. That's the song.
Catch
you're
the faint
thing.
Moonlight. I knew that I would love you forever until I couldn't forget that fight. You were standing there so pretty, but the words were, oh, so shitty, asking why I wouldn't yell, putting me through... Well, my hell. And then the chorus, and we keep going and going and going. David has officially lost it. I think that should be just a new thing now, where I think I'm going to just like once a day pick a song lyric and record it as Barack Obama. And that'll just be a
fun and that'll be the intro to every episode we have.
From here on out, it's just a Barack Obama impression of whatever song is on the Billboard top number one as we start recording the episode. Oh, good Lord.
That's it, bro. That's gold.
That'd be wild. That'd be insane.
What's the top song right now?
I don't know. What is it? Let's look it up. The current song, the Hot 100.
Oh, it's Mood. Why are you always in a mood? That's actually a song that I heard, and I was like, oh, this one is kind of cool. So it's like, why are you always in a mood? I can't do it as well as you.
Yeah. Why are you always in a mood? Messing around, acting brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in a mood? Messing around, acting brand new. Yeah. And then it's just that twice. Really, they open up with the chorus. Interesting choice.
Yeah, it's a very short song. It's a very stock song. But it's pretty catchy.
I could never get attached when I start to feel unattached. Somehow, always end up feeling bad. Baby, I'm not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company. Girl, it's obvious. Elephant in the room. And now we're a part of it. Don't act so confused. And you love starting it. Now I'm in a mood. Now we arguing in my bedroom. We play games of love to avoid the depression. We've been here before, and I won't be your victim. Joe, do you understand what I'm saying?
Joe.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Joe. You did great work. Proud of you. Whew. You okay there, bud?
All right. I'm still crying a little bit.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, do you want to quickly talk about the thing?
Yeah, we should just real quick chat about these companies we've been getting stuff for.
Yeah. So something that's, I just want to blurb it.
Go for it.
Something that's been happening more and more since, I guess, we were in high school. Companies are making a product and they're selling it to you, and part of the proceeds for that product go towards something that you support, you know, or something you don't support, you know, if you want the product badly enough.
Okay. Odd flex.
So, yeah.
Or not flex, but drag. That's like a burn, but okay.
No, I'm not. That I haven't done that. I actually support this. But Brian told me a story before we started recording about something that he had purchased recently that supports a cause that he supports.
Yeah, it's this group called Maritime, and it's like their proceeds, or part of their proceeds, go towards helping like digging wells in third world countries and helping people get access to like clean water and clean drinking water. And so I recently got a little like just neat bracelet that I like. And then I got a pendant that's brass that says, I've come so far. I think I can run on just a little bit longer, which is a nice sentiment.
That's really cool. I love that people do that. Like whether it's an actual cool product or not. Like I'll buy it just so I can, or I'll find out how to give money to that organization specifically. Yep. If I actually don't like the product.
Yeah. You know?
I found something, for some reason I'm buying things off Instagram ads, which isn't like probably isn't the safest idea most of the time, but the like three things that I've purchased on there have actually been really good. But the main company that I want to talk about is it's called Stayware, and StayWear.com, and they their motto is stay kind. And they have that in different fonts and different logos and different icons and stuff on clothing and hats and bracelets and stuff like that, sweatpants. At first, I got a Stay Kind hoodie, and then I bought some other things. So 10% of the proceeds to this Stayware company go to organizations that support mental health, anti-bullying, and suicide prevention. And that's something that I've experienced personally in my life, really all three of those things. And so I thought it was really cool, and I read a little bit more about it and figured out that it was legit. And so I wanted to give them some money. Obviously, I'm paying for a product, so they're going to keep some of the proceeds so they can stay open. But I think it's really cool when companies do stuff like that. Sorry, that turned into a really long rant. Those are absolutely our plugs for the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Do you want to quickly, I don't know, do we need to do anything else with this?
I don't think so. I think we've got everything we need musically, right?
Yeah.
Or lyrically. And then we will meet up with our brilliant engineer, Ravi.
Yeah.
And he'll say, absolutely. Hey, no. And we'll go, oh, okay. Or
I think what we should do for this episode is combine the audio of when we meet with Ravi to the end of this, and that'll be right at about an hour, probably, because we'll talk to him, and then he'll make it, and then he'll put it at the end, and then we'll be done.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Cool. Just a brief discussion with Ravi. We can slap that at the end, and then we can, if we get a like track together, that can hopefully go on like the very end.
Right.
As like the outro.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll drop it on Spotify and...
Yeah, dog. As we get ready to release our first debut album.
Absolutely.
The Boys it's coming in the Band.
Out 2017.
2017?
Yeah.
That's in 20 million years. Well, less than that. But like...
A little less.
19,997, yeah. Right? That's how math works?
2017. That's 2,200,017?
Yeah. So yeah,
19 million years.
900, or no.
I just want to give us plenty of time to work on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to perfect it. Make keep sure it sounds
keep
right.
Keep the creative and then process. Absolutely.
By the time that year rolls around, the world will either have destroyed itself or everyone will listen to
or
music
everyone
through
on
their
it
toes.
Will have destroyed it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. This will be outdated. But yeah, yeah.
All right, if that's all you got, that's all I got. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
I hope this project doesn't turn into too much of a headache for both of us and for our editor, Ravi.
We'll see. And, you know?
We'll see. On that note.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I swear that I will never forget holding your hand, watching the sunset, dancing with you in a spring rain, curling up in steady trains.
The night that I held you so tight, watching your hair catch the faint moonlight, I knew that I'd love you forever, till I couldn't forget that fight. You were standing there so pretty, but the words were oh so shitty, asking why I wouldn't yell, putting me through my hell. I forgot how to forget you, and now I know we're through. Our love burned a vibrant red, but now my heart is blue. I forgot how to forget you, and now I know we're through. Your memory inside my head, but now my heart is blue.
I spend my nights with tears on my cheeks, thinking about what used to be. I need to learn to forget the older versions of me. That poor, ignorant fool who's still in love with you. Leave that poor man happy while I'm looking for someone new.